Hi, this is Robin Duncan with Lesson 72, Holding Grievances is an Attack on God's Plan for Salvation. It may be challenging to understand why holding grievances can attack God's plan. Remember that everything that you see with your eyes is a projection of your thoughts onto the world that you see. It is not the truth. In fact, A Course in Miracles teaches us that there is not one thing that we see with our eyes that is based in truth. And we are so focused on and committed to what we see with our eyes, and what we see oftentimes is not what we want to see, and so we become angry, frustrated, impatient, and perhaps confused. Whatever it is that we see, the moment that we lock onto it as the truth of our reality, this means that now it is blocking our view and our vision of what is true. This is very difficult to understand at times, but if we could just imagine that what we are looking at is almost a dream. You know, even as you dream in the nighttime and you wake up in the morning, and then once you're awake, you can look back on that dream and clearly see that it is not reality. We will awaken to another state of consciousness where we actually look back on what we are experiencing right now and understand that what we are experiencing right now is not reality. Now, it does not mean that we sit in a closet and we do not function or live our lives. What we do is we walk through this life actively listening to our inner guidance as it comes from the Holy Spirit. Because all the while we walk in this world that is not the truth of our reality, we are being guided back to the truth that God has created within us. And because we have forgotten it, His plan is for our salvation, meaning His plan is for us to remember who we are and what we are entitled to, so that we could get back to our happiness as quickly as possible. So you see, every time we hold a grievance, or we are upset or angry with another person, we are seeing power outside of ourselves. And this is the very one indicator that says that you are entertaining illusions, because all power dwells within you. There is no opposite. There is nothing else. To the degree that you are seeing pain and darkness and misery and persecution in the world, then you are not seeing truly. Now, it's understandable that what you are seeing can be frightening and preoccupying and certainly get your frustration up. But what the Course is offering is that if you will leave a space in your mind, the Holy Spirit can guide you back to the truth of your reality. And as you remember this truth, the truth has its effects, which means that every perceived problem, as you now see it and know it and experience it, will begin to heal, correct, and transform. This is a very good choice today, to remember that holding grievances is an attack on God's plan for your salvation, which is the salvation of the world. Dear God, help us today to stand in the truth of who we are, and that whatever we see or hear or experience is not the truth. We simply bring our focus back to our true power that dwells within us, and we ask that you would heal all our misperceptions, any thoughts that we are holding on to, where we would create in a way that would take us away from the happiness that you will for us. Please heal those thoughts for us. Today we accept peace instead of our grievances. We accept the joyful miracles in the place of all of our judgments. Holding grievances is an attack on God's plan for salvation.